This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you've ever been out on a Saturday night looking for a place to have dinner, or maybe you need to get the screen on your iPhone replaced, or what, a pair of shoes fixed, maybe you've probably used Yelp, the online reviews website and app. In fact, it's kind of hard to remember digital life without it. The company's been around for a decade, 10 years this week, in fact. So today on Conversations from the Corner Office, Jeremy Stoppelman, the CEO and co-founder of Yelp. Jeremy, thanks for coming on.
Great to be here.
10 years, man, is a long time to be doing something in Web 2.0. Are you feeling that now?
You know, time flies when you're having fun. And I can't believe that 10 years has already rolled around. Feels like it's just been maybe 3 or 4.
One does have to say that making money helps time fly, yes?
And we just turned a profit,
I know,
so that's a nice thing. But, we've been building this thing for a long time, and really it's all been about the content and the community and growing traffic, and now, it's a real business.
Who are your customers, though? Is it the people who, on a Saturday, who need to find brunch, go to Yelp, or is it the restaurant that provides them the brunch?
We have a few different constituencies. One is obviously the Yelp community, the people that contribute all these great reviews. And they overlap, of course, with the consumers, the people that are finding all these places to spend their hard-earned money. And then, of course, there's the business owners that benefit from all this word of mouth getting broadcast online and consumers ultimately finding them. And so we're trying to balance across all of the constituencies to make sure that Yelp is a great resource for finding the best local businesses.
We will surely, though, get calls and letters from small business people after this interview airs, and they will say that they are hostage to Yelp, that they can be brutalized by a couple of bad reviews and business goes down the toilet. What's your response?
If you think about the world prior to Yelp, it was a world of the professional critic. And so that meant lots of businesses didn't get any exposure at all. And the ones that did had kind of a one-shot deal where, there was a supposed expert that would come a few times to the restaurant, and then that's the reputation of the restaurant. And the beauty of Yelp is that it's now this concert of opinions. And so every day there's new customers coming in and there's new opportunities to give them a great experience and then earn yourself a great review.
Doesn't sound very sympathetic. It's kind of like, we're here, get over it.
I mean, it's a very democratic way, I would say, to find and pick local businesses. And so I think it's created a really level playing field. And so it doesn't really matter about your location. It doesn't matter whether you're spending millions of dollars on advertising. What really matters is your product or service, which I think is great for consumers and ultimately great for business owners.
Where, by the way, did the name Yelp come from? Who thought of that?
So back in the early days, we were basically in an incubator, and there was a guy we were working with, David, and he just came up with the name. He said it was, like Help Yelp or Yelp Yellow Pages, and both my and Russ's initial response was, ooh,
yeah.
I don't know, that's kind of a negative word. But we slept on it, and the next day it was kind of history. We decided to go with it.
What was it like that day that you decided not to sell your company to Google for many, many hundreds of millions of dollars?
I guess you could call it lonely. So when you're in that type of situation where you're staring down a very high dollar offer for essentially your baby, a company that you built over a period of many years, it's difficult. But at the same time, you see the potential. And you have to kind of weigh the pros and cons and try to predict the future. And in our case, and I think fortunately, we chose the independent path and the company is much more successful as a result.
Is it true that as you were negotiating around a venture financing after you decided not to sell the company, Steve Jobs called? Is that a true story?
That is a true story.
What did he say?
I was literally negotiating our newest round of financing. And, our office manager assistant, came dramatically into the meeting where we were having interrupting the phone call and slipped me a piece of paper that said Steve Jobs is on the line. And I immediately became very nervous. I think I was shaking probably a little bit. And I ran out and I'm like, what is this about? She's like, no, seriously, Steve Jobs is on the line. And so it got transferred to my phone. And sure enough, it wasn't Steve Jobs, but Steve Jobs' assistant was waiting on the line.
Hold for Mr. Jobs, please.
And then I was given the please hold for Steve Jobs, and he appeared.
And what did he say?
You know, he expressed his support of the company, which, you know, we already had some idea of that. Apple had put us in some commercials, you know, because we had an app in the App Store very early on and it was quite successful. And so he reiterated that he was a fan of the company. And then he also made sure to tell us he didn't think it was a great idea to sell to Google.
Jeremy Stoppelman is the co-founder and CEO at Yelp. Jeremy, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.